For this exercise, we're going to be reviewing the tap technique that we've been talking about in the presentations for this week. So what I want to invite you to do is find a comfortable and quiet setting, somewhere where you can sit down and meditate for about 10 minutes without any disturbances. And to get started, what I'd encourage you to do is sit somewhat upright, but don't strain yourself. Make sure you're comfortable. Have your feet flat on the ground. And close your eyes if you feel comfortable. It's better to close your eyes in these types of visualizations because I'm going to be directing you to think of a very particular situation. But if you don't feel comfortable closing your eyes, that's absolutely okay. What I'd invite you to do is simply let your eyes have a soft gaze a couple of feet in front of you on the floor. And in a few moments, I'm going to ring the meditation bell. And when I do, what I want to encourage you to do is just take a few deep breaths in and a few deep breaths out, and then wait for further instructions. Starting off by just taking a few breaths in and a few breaths out. Settle into your body, settle into your posture, settle into the breath, simply noticing where it's easiest to sense the breath, the nostrils, the belly, the chest. Wherever it's easiest, just let your awareness rest right there. Breathing in and breathing out. And what I want to invite you to do next is remember a time when you were working with a youth or working with an individual or a group. Remember a time when somebody was being particularly difficult, particularly resistant to whatever you were doing. Maybe they were aggressive. Maybe they just didn't want to do what you were offering. You could have been trying to teach them a meditation technique and they said no. Or you could have been running a group or a class and somebody was just being particularly disruptive. So take a few moments and search your memory and go back to a time when that happened. And if that's never happened to you, just imagine what that might be like. Remember who was there, who was in the room with you. Remember the setting, maybe what you wore that day. And at the moment in time when the disruption began, when the resistance started to arise, remember how you felt. What did you feel emotionally? Maybe you felt anger or discomfort or frustration, or embarrassment, or anxiety. Just go back to that time and really check in with yourself. How did you feel in that moment? What was the emotion? How did you feel physically? Did you tense up? Was it an adrenaline rush? And what was going on mentally? What types of thoughts did you have? Did you have reactive thoughts? Did it not even affect you? Just go back to that experience. The resistance was presented, the disruption in the classroom or the therapy room or wherever you were, it was presented. And how did it make you feel in those moments? And rather than playing out the rest of the memory, what I want us to practice right now is inserting the tap technique, which you should know stands for take a breath, acknowledge, and proceed. So in your mind, freeze that moment. Freeze that moment of how you were feeling before you did whatever you did in your memory or in that experience. And just practice tap right here, right now. Start by taking a breath, and you can take a few breaths. Breathing in and breathing out. Just notice the breath as it is right now, in your body. Next, acknowledge. And remember, acknowledge has two parts. The first part is acknowledge how you're feeling. It could be anger. It could be frustration or anxiety or discomfort or anything. Simply acknowledge your present moment experience. And remember, you're back there. You're in that memory. You're acknowledging how you felt back then, as if it's happening right now in this moment. Second part of acknowledge is acknowledging the disruptive behavior or the resistance as potentially being rooted in trauma, as potentially being a traumatic adaptation, a way in which the person is protecting themselves. As you think to yourself, you might think something like, this could be a traumatic adaptation, or this behavior could be a result of trauma or some form of resistance, so that this individual is in some way protecting himself or herself. Just acknowledge that in this moment, and because there's a potential for them to protect themselves, send that person compassion. Be compassionate to them in this moment for taking care of themselves. And next, proceed, the final part of TAP. In your mind right now, in your memory, choose what you'd like to do next. Maybe it'll be an authentic conversation with the individual. Maybe it will be ignoring it because you want to choose your battles. Or maybe something else. In your mind, simply choose how you'd like to proceed. And then play it out in your mind. Maybe that's what actually happened in your memory the last time this happened to you, or maybe not. But play it out in your mind the way you'd like to see it happen. All the while, you're simply breathing in and breathing out. This is a practice that you can come back to over and over again, a practice that you can come back to when you know you're dealing with a difficult group or difficult individual. This is a practice you can do beforehand, before meeting with those individuals. This is a practice you can do in reflection to develop more compassion for those individuals. The TAP technique helps us be present. It helps us manage our experience. It helps us acknowledge the potential for the behavior being a result or in relation in some form to trauma. And it helps us proceed in a more skillful fashion. So in a moment, I'm going to ring this bell, and when I do, I just want to invite you to shift your awareness to your ears and your hearing sense. See if you can listen to the sound of the bell till you can't hear it any longer, or until it's no longer there. And then when you feel comfortable, if your eyes were closed, you can slowly open them, expanding your awareness from your internal subjective world to encompass the external world as well.